And certainly for young developing minds, you would do well to encourage your children to spontaneously play music rather than to mimic music or to listen to music. Let them make their own. They're all, children are born musicians. If you learn how to tap it in, get it out of them. Anything else, Allie?
Yes, I'm wondering what are some activities or things that you can do to really strengthen your imagination and like sort of get away from living in like electronical world, like watching television? How can you really
You answered your own question right there. If you want to strengthen the imagination, then what you want to do is spend more time wondering. And wondering is doing something and then stopping for a ponder and having no picture in front of you except the picture, your mind free to do its own picturing. So, of course, we've been recommending for 20 years that you give away the mind control machine, and that is the TV. And if you have to have one, keep it unplugged and covered up. So that if you want to watch it, you have to plug it in, take the cover off of it, and make a big deal of it. Do you understand? The less time you spend in front of TV, the more time you will have to have your imagination grow. If you read, for example, you can read, and you start to wonder, you start to imagine. If you are just reading and reading and reading and you don't stop to wonder, then you are not reading correctly. All reading is about the ability to trigger a picture in your mind, to not necessarily what you are reading about, but the reading triggers you into your own thinking. So if you want that imagination to be developed, take up some artwork of some sort, even if you just go out and buy some colored pencils or something and decide to be a doodler when you're on the telephone. Or get a few colored pens or put a big pad of paper next to the telephone, and the next time you're having a talk with someone, pick up some sort of instrument and just start to draw and doodle anything you want, just as another task, like chewing gum and driving at the same time, for example. You're talking and you're letting the imagination and the artistic stuff free flow through to you. And you just may have a page of doodlings, but what you are doing is you are activating and showing that you are looking for shapes and ideas from the imagination to come forward, and you will sharpen it, fine-tune it, and welcome it in this way. Another way to open the imagination is to relax. And a very simple way to relax by brainwave frequencies, perhaps we didn't have time today, but we will certainly cover it tomorrow. But our vehicle has a little map called the Garden of the Mind. Thank you very much. She has a map called the Garden of the Mind. And the conscious mind, what we call the P or beta mind, vibrates at a higher frequency. It is 12 cycles or 13 cycles per second up to 30 or 33 cycles. But between the 8 cycle and 12 cycle range is called the alpha range. And this is the range of imagination. So when you are in high beta, high thinking, dream thinking, processing thinking, listing, you are not in the imagination. But when you slow down a bit and you sit and have a cup of tea, or when you separate your jaw and relax your tongue, you immediately shift the brainwave frequencies and you move them into imagination or alpha state. So relaxing, literally the mouth, the whole jaw complex, learning to relax the tongue and the jaw immediately opens up and accesses that imaginative brainwave frequency. You can spin. You can go outside and spin. We have some of that about that in some of our work, learning how to spin, going for a walk in nature, certainly listening to the birds, the outside critters, building a fire outside, in the winter putting a fire up inside, watching a candle. All of these can slow down the brainwave frequencies and let the imagination open. And another way to open the imagination is to simply say, I welcome the unfoldment of my imagination. I know I have one. I want it to grow and be great and sustain me. I welcome the beauty, the creativity, the abundance of my imagination to enter my life. I want my imagination to be grounded and practical as well. You don't want one of those to be one of those, oh, her imagination, she's running away with her imagination. You want your imagination to be practical yet beautiful in scope. Does this help you?
Yes, thank
good,
you.
Good, good. Right, one more question. Who has a question? Anyone?
Marie.
Who is it?
Marie.
Louise?
Marie.
Marie, all right, Marie.
It's a little bit off the beaten path, but there are many people that are awaiting the emergence of one who might be called the world teacher or the Maitreya. Could you give me your comments on that?
We would say don't hold your breath.
Beautiful.
That is enough for you?
That's fine.
Ooh, that's how I've been answered for 20 years. Understand this, Marie, that what everyone is really waiting for is that teacher, that wisdom being to come from the inside. And that is growing in all humans. And there are plans within plans within plans. And you know, a way of giving people hope is a way to give them false hope. And this idea that the Maitreya is here and he's been appearing in the slums of London and wandering around Africa and all this, this is a lot of holy baloney, hooey balooey, all right? It is set up as New World Order nonsense that to lead people into some sort of new God reality. And none of the gods as you know them on the planet have been real in the way that their stories are described to you today. These world teachers, whether you are talking Jesus or Maitreya. Maitreya is another form of the Buddha. Buddha, Zoroaster, Mohammed, who was considered prophet of God. But before that you had Osiris, and Jesus is totally modeled on the entity that came out of Africa called Osiris. But who are all these beings? Certainly, when you ask a question of world teacher, there have been great beings throughout time who have come on the planet to show possible ways, not the way, a way. And they've all taken on human form, and some of them were magnificent in scope. And they go back all the way to Lemuria, Atlantis, and to what you call ancient prehistory. The gods of old, the giants of Olympus, they were real gods. They were giants. And these giants lived on your planet, and they were able to do extraordinary.